Syrian migrant Mohammed Abdullah jailed for raping woman at British beachfront. By Kurt Sindelka on August 22, 2026. A Syrian migrant has been jailed for raping a woman on the Bournemouth seafront in what prosecutors described as a horrific and terrifying sexual attack. In the early hours of Sunday, July 6, 2025, Syrian national Mohammed Abdullah, 19, offered to give a woman a ride on his electric bike on the promenade at the Bournemouth beach near Undercliff Drive. Abdullah then forced himself upon the victim, raping her in a public toilet, the Dorset police said in a statement. After the attack, the woman flagged down a member of the public who allowed her to phone for help. The 19-year-old migrant was found guilty at the Bournemouth Crown Court in May for both rape and sexual assault by penetration. This week, the court sentenced Abdullah to 6 years and 9 months, as well as placing him on the sex offenders registry for the rest of his life. Detective Inspector Sean Inkpen, of Dorset Police's Major Crime Investigation Team, MCIT, said, "Firstly, I would like to acknowledge the bravery of the young woman in coming forward and reporting such a horrific and terrifying sexual attack. Throughout our investigation and the subsequent criminal justice process, she has shown immense strength, courage and resilience. This young woman's evidence played a crucial role in securing Abdullah's conviction and subsequent custodial sentence." D.I. Inkpen added, "This was a challenging investigation which required a methodical and detailed approach. Abdullah was identified as the offender due to extensive inquiries carried out by MCIT detectives and police staff colleagues. I would like to thank my investigation team for their comprehensive work and the Crown Prosecution Service's Wessex RASO unit for its assistance in securing this conviction and sentence. Reporting sexual violence is incredibly difficult. However, I hope this demonstrates our commitment to support victims of rape and sexual offenses and ensuring perpetrators are held to account for such serious crimes." Yet, some expressed skepticism over the sentencing, including Nigel Farage's Reform UK party. The anti-mass migration party noted that with Britain's early release scheme, Abdullah could be back on the streets in just 2 years. Reform said that if elected, the party would seek that he have him serve his full sentence in a Salvadoran prison and ban him from Britain for life. Taking a page out of the Trump administration's book, the party is reportedly in negotiations with the government of Nayib Bukele to send foreign criminals to El Salvador rather than putting them up in Britain's overcrowded prisons. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.